Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We're extremely fortunate to have His Grace Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing the topics, glories of Sri Mukunda Datta, Sri Sridhar Pandit, Sri Shyamanand Prabhu, Sri Venkateshwara Pandit, Sri Srinivas Pandit. Hare Krishna, Jivan Gaur Hari Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on these topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So without further ado, I would like you to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Lakshmi Masaji. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees. So today we will be hearing about the glorious pastimes of Kolavecha Sridhara and Srivas Thakur, Ukreshwara Pandit, Shyamananda Prabhu, and also about Mukunda Datta. So first we will be saying about the glorious pastimes of Shyamananda Pandit. Lakshmi Mataji, are you able to see the screen?
Yes, Prabhuji. Oh, it's gone now.
It's okay now, you can see.
Yeah, we can see now.
So, Shyamananda Pandit, the first personality. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that all these associates of Lord Chaitanya, if we become somehow or other dear to them, then we can easily get love for Krishna. So natural process is that we have to go on continuously hear about the pastime of this elevated Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas who are continuously inundating the whole world with love for Krishna. And Shyamananda Pandit, he was a great personality. He took birth at Darendra Bahadurpur, which is in the state of Odisha, which is also a part of Gauramandal Bhumi. Parents named Krishna Mandal and Durika. So he was a great scholar right from his childhood. And he got into practice of Krishna Bhakti right from his childhood days. His father, Krishna Mandal, was continuously encouraging him to take up the process of Krishna Bhakti. So all these great personalities, mostly they took birth in a remote village where actually in one way Odisha was not a reputable place at the time of Mahaprabhu because people were almost like atheistic and more into a materialistic way of living. So these great personalities, Shyamananda Pandit, he took birth here. And then right from his childhood day, he started to exhibit his loving symptom to Krishna. And he was a great personality. He could realize that his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, was staying at Ambika Kalna and he was constantly emphasizing to his father that I want to go to Ambika Kalna, which was in Bengal. But he was in the state of Odisha, so his father was continuously postponing his trip. Not to go, you are a small child like that. Then a day came when his parents told that, okay, we give the permission that you can go to Ambika Kalna. Then he took up his pilgrimage from Odisha to Ambika Kalna. He was also visiting Navadeep. Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, they are all second generation devotees. So they also had darshan of Shantipur, and then near to Shantipur, Navadeep, then they went to Ambika Kalna. So what do they know? Only inundating love for Krishna. That was the need of the hour. He was just inquiring, where is Lord Chaitanya, where is Lord Chaitanya, where is Lord Chaitanya? And then he met his spiritual master at the famous place, Ambika Kalna, Hridaya Chaitanya Das. Instantly seeing his disciple, Hridaya Chaitanya, after seeing Shyamananda Pandit, he accepted him into his ashram. And then he asked, what is your name? So he said his name is Dukhi. There are many sons and daughters born to Krishna Mandal. Everyone died. So they named him Dukhi, meaning that very sorrowful personality. Hridaya Chaitanya Das named him Krishna Das. And then he stayed there. Seeing his intellectual sharpness, his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, advised him to go to Vrindavan to be under the guidance of Jiva Goswami and to read Bhakti Shastra. So in Darendra Bahadurpur, these are all the Gauramandal Stali, which everyone should visit or at least aspire to visit. A small temple is there. Shyamananda Prabhu's birthplace and also his personal worshipable deities is also seen now. So, as I told earlier, in his young age, he studied grammar, logic, literature in village school. But he was excelling in all sorts of knowledge in the path of bhakti. Then Shyamananda Pandit took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya Das at Ambika Kalna. Initiation is the guaranteed process to take one back home, back to Godhead. Yeah, certainly chanting the holy name is prescribed in this age of Kali. But we can see the great personalities, they also took initiation. So initiation is a must. Then under the guidance of Jiva Goswami, after he went to Vrindavan, he also had association of Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami. They accepted him into their ashram. Jiva Goswami, none other than Vilasa Manjari, and Shyamananda Pandit is none other than Kanaka Manjari in Krishna Leela. And Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami is Kasturi Manjari in Krishna Leela. So all the Manjaris, they got union. Yeah, externally, apparently they had a male form. But internally, they were in the Manjari form. So Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, they studied under Jiva Goswami. So at that time itself, the multi-guru system existed. Shyamananda Pandit's guru is Hridaya Chaitanya Das, Narottam Das Thakur Guru is Lokanath Goswami, and Srinivasa Acharya Guru is Gopala Bhatta Goswami. But they were most intimately united. And wherever they went together. They had association of the other devotee, and they prayed always to the Supreme Lord. In whatever circumstances they are, they should remember him. And they should be always in the association of devotees. That is the great asset and the most valuable thing for a devotee. Sadhu Sangha. So like this, the three personalities, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, they wonderfully studied Bhakti Shastra at Vrindavan under the able guidance of Jiva Goswami. Then Jiva Goswami, he was sharing the mellows of devotional service. A son cannot be hidden. It reveals itself. So Shyamananda Pandit, they were all manjaris in the topmost bhava. So somehow or other, they were experiencing that Madhurya Rasa. And Shyamananda Pandit, when you go to Vrindavan, we can still see the Shyamananda Pandit Guha, where he did his bhajan under the ground for 12 years. So what is the reason? In order to avoid the material world externally, because they were constantly meditating in the Swarupa Siddhi form, serving the gopis and under their guidance to Radha Krishna. So he was engaged in the seva of cleaning the Kanana Kunja. Jiva Goswami gave that seva, and Shyamananda Pandit, wonderfully, he was drawing well water and then filling the pot of Jiva Goswami. And he was also cleaning the Kanana Kunja. And then he found a golden anklet that is called as Manjugosh. It was shining wonderfully. And he found this anklet of Srimati Radharani. So when he found out the anklet of Srimati Radharani, his ecstasy started to increase thousands of times. He was in uncontrollable tears because it directly belongs to Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani was dancing along with Krishna yesterday night, she happened to lose that anklet. So this happened at Niduvan. When you visit the famous Sat Goswami temple, the seven Goswami temple, there is one wonderful temple called as Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar temple. When you are on the way before the entrance, 100 feet before, there is a place called as Niduvan Stali. And that was the exact place where Shyamananda Prabhu found this great anklet. And even now the holy spot is being marked there. And also there is a wonderful pastime how Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar exhibited himself at Vraja in this form. So when this anklet of Srimati Radharani was lost, Lalita Shakhi came there in search of the golden anklet. She couldn't find that. But Lalita Shakhi knew that it was in the hands of Shyamananda Prabhu. So Lalita Shakhi, she came in the disguise of a Brahmin lady. So actually she covered her identity. So due to the Yogamaya potency, Shyamananda Prabhu couldn't recognize the real identity of Lalita Shakhi, who came in the form of a Brahmin lady. And then he started to make lot of queries. Who are you? Where did you come from? What are you searching for? And did this anklet belong to you or to someone else? So many questions. Lalita Shakhi was not in an answerable position. The expert gopi, who is very, very dear to Lord Krishna, and who is in a position to handle Krishna, she was embarrassed in answering all the queries of Shyamananda Prabhu. Then she went to Radharani and reported the incident. Then Radharani and Lalita Shakhi came there. And then Lalita Shakhi, she also revealed her identity. Then immediately, Shyamananda Prabhu, he fell in trance. Radharani was hiding herself and then seeing those incidents. And then Shyamananda Prabhu gave the golden anklet to Radharani via Lalita Shakti. So we all know that Manjaris, they serve the gopis. No one serves Srimati Radharani directly. So it is always better to be under some leader and to get their grace. And this is the spiritual hierarchy. Then Lalita Shakhi, she also started to give mercy to Shyamananda Prabhu. Then she advised Shyamananda Prabhu to take bath at Radhakund. Then Shyamananda Pandit transformed as Kanaka Manjari form. So Radharani was not visible to Shyamananda Prabhu till this point of time. But when Shyamananda Prabhu took the form of Kanaka Manjari, Radharani, she exhibited herself before Kanaka Manjari. And then Radharani was so pleased because actually she was in constant anxiety. Because actually this anklet, it was giving so much joy to Krishna. Not only the bodily gestures of Srimati Radharani, the ornaments, they used to produce a typical tinkling sound. And that was pleasing to the ears of Krishna. And when one of the anklet was lost, Srimati Radharani felt constant anxiety. But anyhow, Lalita Shakhi, she was specifying Radharani constantly. But after Radharani knew that actually it was personally found by Shyamananda Pandit, she was giving her total mercy to Kanaka Manjari. So no one could identify her anklet, and that being a spiritual ornament, only those personality who has spiritual eye, they can find those ornaments. So Srimati Radharani took that anklet, and out of complete satisfaction and with the service rendered by Shyamananda Prabhu, though she was in the form of Kanaka Manjari, she put a tilak to Kanaka Manjari. So this tilak was personally put by Srimati Radharani in the forehead of Kanaka Manjari. And that's why still now this tilak will be little typical compared to our Gaudiya Vaishnava tilak. So we have the tulasi in our nose. They don't have that tulasi part. And ours will be like a U, and that tilak will be like a little V position, and there will be a black dot. So Kanaka Manjari, after she was transformed as Shyamananda Pandit, actually the trance got broken, then Shyamananda Pandit, he had the Siddhi form. So in that Swarupa Siddhi form, he was doing this wonderful seva. And when Srimati Radharani disappeared after putting tilak, then he got into his external consciousness. But the same tilak, which was put to Kanaka Manjari, was visible at the forehead of Shyamananda Prabhu eternally, permanently. And immediately the news of this tilak started to spread in all direction, and also to Jiva Goswami and also to Hridaya Chaitanya Das, who was his spiritual master residing at Ambika Kalna near Sridham, Mayapur. Then Srimati Radharani, you can say actually her grace was in two aspects. One in putting tilak, and the second one, she manifested a wonderful deity, Shyamsundar deity, which came directly from her heart. to her lotus hand, and then Srimati Radharani handed over this Shyamasundara deity to Shyamananda Pandit. So that's why Shri Radha Shyamasundara temple has a wonderful significance. The form which see is not an ordinary deity, directly coming from the heart of Srimati Radharani, her love. And Shyamananda Pandit took that wonderful Shyamasundara deity, and then beneath the ground in a cave, he was worshipping this deity for many years. And then later, a wonderful temple was built, Shyamasundara. Then later, as per Krishna's plan and design, Srimati Radharani also joined there. And Prabhupada, he named the ISKCON temple at Vrindavan Krishna Balaram Mandir. But for the deity, Radha Krishna deity, he named Shri Shri Radha Shyamasundara. So that deity name is also derived from this transcendental pastime. And I can say one pastime which happened at Vrindavan, when that Radharani deity was being installed at the time of 1972, like that. So when Radharani deity, our ISKCON, Shri Shri Radha Shyamasundara deity, and Radharani deity was coming from Jaipur, nearing Chatikara Road, and then coming towards the ISKCON temple, it was in the mid of the night. Hundreds and hundreds of peacock came accompanying Srimati Radharani. From where did it come? No one knows. And then thousands of cows along with calves joined the party, and also many animals like monkey, they also joined the parade of bringing Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, Radharani is never alone at Vrindavan. She is always with her greater devotees. And such incident also happened. So the devotees who were bringing in a truck, they told that all of a sudden from where, hundreds and hundreds of peacock, and then dancing, and then cows putting a typical sound, the monkeys showing their jubilant mood by making a mocking noise. So Srimati Radharani came there. It's very intimately related to the Shri Shri Radha Shyamasundara temple, both in the Sadgoswami temple and also in the ISKCON temple. So Shyamananda Pandit, he personally received the Shyamasundara deity from Srimati Radharani when she was in the form of Kanaka Manjari, that is the beauty. So the unique deity manifesting from the lotus heart of Srimati Radharani, we are having darshan. And that's why when we go to Vrindavan, we hear such pastime, and when we see the deities, it will be so enthralling. And we will be also considering our fortune time of visiting Vrindavan and also having darshan of this wonderful deity. And then we can also appreciate and glorify how Shyamananda Prabhu was very, very intimate to the gopis of Vrindavan, especially the topmost gopi, Srimati Radharani. So we all know that Hridaya Chaitanya, he got the news that already actually his name changed it twice. His earlier name was Dukhi, and then his initiated name was Krishnadas. Now Srimati Radharani also gave her the name Shyamananda. Jiva Goswami added the title Shyamananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Pandit, like that. And then when this news reached Hridaya Chaitanya, that Shyamananda Pandit line of disciplic succession is changed, because the tilak, it is non-different from the Gaudiya Vaishnava tilak, and he also got a re-initiated name. So he came all along the way from Ambika Kalna to Vrindavan. Hriday Chaitanya Das, seeing Shyamananda Pandit, he chastised him severely. How can you change your sampradaya? And Shyamananda Prabhu, he revealed that actually after hearing the chastisement, he didn't say anything ever, but in the night of the dream, Srimati Radharani appeared to Hridaya Chaitanya Das. He is a very intimate devotee of mine. I was very pleased with his service. That's why I gave his Nupur Tilak and also the name Shyamananda. So, no need to show your anger towards him. I am very pleased with his service. Then Hridaya Chaitanya Das, he was very pleased with his wonderful disciple that you have got a deity and also the tilak directly from the hands of Srimati Radharani. So this is the wonderful Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar deity which we are seeing now. When Krishna enacted some pastime, then Radharani also joined along with Shyam Sundar. So the wonderful temple entrance we are seeing. So generally, people, they take, I think, seven times, they also circumambulate. And our ISKCON famous Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar deity, also non-different from the Radha Shyam Sundar deity of Shyamananda Pandit. So many mysterious pastime happened. So Shyam Sundar deity was shifted because at the time there were attacks from the Muslim king. So taken to the underground. And then a time came when Jiva Goswami was saying to Narottam Das, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu that you have to take all these books of the Goswamis, especially Rupa Sanatan Goswami, to Bengal to deliver these books to Janava Mata, the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda, so that this wonderful scriptural text can be translated into Bengali language. And then a wonderful Muhurta time was fixed, and from Mathura, the wooden cart box filled with the scriptures, it was being carried by the ox. They were on the route to Kardaha, but before the Kardaha, where Janava Devi was residing, they were passing through the place called as Banavishnupur, where Bir Hambir king was residing. He was a good Vaishnava king, but after many attack, actually his kingdom was plundered, so he didn't have money to run his kingdom. So the passers-by, whoever had wealth, he was hiring some astrologers, and then he was continuously stealing those valuables. The astrologer told to Bir Hambir that a wooden box filled with valuable ornaments is reaching your province. Then the king of Vanavishnupur, Bir Hambir, he planned with expert dacoits, when these three personalities were sleeping, they were so meticulously cautious in guarding, but by the will of the providence, they fell asleep, and the dacoits were successful in stealing this scriptural text, and then they took it to the kingdom. So all these three personalities, when they woke up, immediately seeing that the wonderful treasures of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially the books of Rupa Sanatana Goswami, were stolen, immediately actually the heart was pierced by a thunder, and then they wanted to leave their body immediately. But at the same time, they wanted to find out the scriptures. Srinivas Acharya was confident, I can bring the scriptures. Then he told to Shyamananda Pandit, you can meet your spiritual master at Ambika Kalna, then you can go to Odia and preach there. And then he sent Narottam Das Thakur to Keturi. And then Srinivas Acharya, he went to Bir Hambir Palace. And then he was also giving Bhagavatam class. And when he got the confidence that Bir Hambir was sheltered under his lotus feet, he actually revealed this incident. And then Bir Hambir, he made a sincere apology. Somehow or other, my astrologer, they made a big miscalculation, mistake. But the astrologers were saying that these were the original dresses. And later it was handed over to Srinivas Acharya. Then Shyamananda Pandit, after he visited his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya Das, at Ambika Kalna, he ordered him, now you have to travel throughout Orissa and preach vigorously. Shyamananda Pandit, he also got order from Lord Krishna directly that you will be accompanied by a great devotee called Rasikananda and you have to deliver all the fallen souls. So Odia and also Bengal, it was under the influence that most of the people, they were worshippers of Durga Devi. They were under the mode of passion and ignorance. So the spiritual master ordered him to preach vigorously at Odia. Then Shyamananda Pandit, he came to Ghantashila, where he saw Rasikananda Prabhu. Immediately, they both could understand that they were the eternal associate. They had so much interest in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Rasikananda Prabhu also understood that Shyamananda Prabhu has come so that he can accompany him and then deliver love for Krishna. Rasikananda Prabhu's wife also got initiated under Shyamananda Pandit. So Ghantashila is the place where Shyamananda Pandit gave initiation to Rasikananda Prabhu. Then along with Rasikananda Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu was traveling to many places like Rohini and also to Dandeshwar and also to Narsingpur, to Gopi Vallapur, many places. These are all the prominent places. So in one place, Shyamananda Pandit, when he went to that village, there was a great yogi named Damodara. But he was so inclined in practicing yoga that he ignored to take the association of Shyamananda Pandit. So he went to do his yoga exercises, meditation. But in the meditation, he could see how Shyamananda Pandit, in the form of Kanaka Manjari, was serving Krishna with her tambula. Then immediately Damodara Pandit also surrendered to Shyamananda Pandit. He became his disciple. Wherever they went, atheist, king, yavanas, mlechas, they all become Vaishnavas. And also the king of Dalbum Ghat, he also surrendered and he also became a disciple of the Shyamananda Pandit. And seeing the king taking shelter of Shyamananda Pandit, the citizens of those palaces, they also took shelter of Shyamananda Pandit. It was like a mass preaching, mass revolution. In Odia, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was confiding himself in Jagannath Puri. But the other parts of Odia, the preaching took place only by the mercy of these two great personalities, Shyamananda Pandit and Rasikananda Prabhu. So Udanda Roy, he murdered many Vaishnavas What to say? He murdered many Vaishnavas. He was a Vaishnava Aparadi. Thousands and thousands of Vaishnavas were murdered by him. But still, Shyamananda Pandit gave him his shelter. Then Udanda Roy and his citizen, they also took complete shelter of Shyamananda Prabhu. And in place called Rajkot, one Mayavadi Sannyasi was ridiculing Shyamananda Pandit because the influence of Shyamananda Pandit and his name and fame was spreading everywhere. So he could not tolerate that. So he was continuously ridiculing Shyamananda Pandit, but in his own naked eye, he could see a crocodile coming and then taking shelter at the lotus feet of Shyamananda Pandit and then getting initiation. Then the Mayavadi Sannyasi, he also got delivered. So one pastime also happened that Godramadvip, where one crocodile, when Mahaprabhu was doing heavy Namasankirtan, the crocodile also came out of the pond and then took shelter of Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu blessed him, became a Devasisu. Then he again went to the heavenly planet. So Mahaprabhu delivered a crocodile. And Sikananda Prabhu, he was even delivering elephant, tiger, python, many wild animals. They are not ordinary personalities. So in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, can see how the elephant got initiated from Rasikananda Prabhu and got the name Gopal Das. So the crocodile, it also took initiation from Shyamananda Prabhu. They could speak with the animal. You have wasted your life. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Poro Krishna Siksha. So the Mayavadi Sannyasis, they also got delivered. And then actually in the palace, the three queens, they were feeling envy with each other. But when Shyamananda Pandit came there, they forgot their envy. And then the three queens of Ghantashila, Bagrai, Keshiyardi, they also took initiation from Shyamananda Pandit. Mass preaching, like no discrimination, whether you are king or whether you are queen or Yavana, Mlecha, atheist, or Vaishnava Aparadi, common man, everyone were delivered. So it also happened with Shyamananda Prabhu's disciple, Rasikananda Prabhu, trying to influence the tigers also to chant the holy name and also initiating the elephant as Gopala Das. So like that, the mass preaching were happening throughout Orissa, Utkal. At the time it was called as Utkal, the province of Orissa, Odia. Wherever they went, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they were doing mass preaching. Shyamananda Prabhu and Rasikananda Prabhu, wonderful jodi, wonderful combination. People, they surrendered their body, mind, words and atma to these personalities, and then they got love for Krishna instantly, instantly. There at the time of Mahaprabhu, these associates, wherever they traveled, they gave shelter, they gave initiation, and then whoever took shelter, they could also experience the bhava and also the love of Krishna immediately, no doubt. And then finally he toured all of Odia, like Rohini, Dandeshwar, Tarendra, Bahadurpur, and also to Kantashila, to Gopi Vallapur. And then finally he came to Narsingapur. Present day, I think Narsingapur is called as Kanupur. Still actually is very near to Balasur. Recently a great train accident also happened at Balasur. Very near to that place is only Narsingapur, Kanupur. Very near, very near. For us, we can understand that the train accident which took up more than 300 lives, that happened, though it was a misfortune, that happened only in the place where these great personalities did their wonderful pastime. So definitely, we can pray to Shyamananda Prabhu, to Rasikananda Prabhu for their deliverance. And in one way actually, Kanapur is also a Gupta Vrindavan. So a train accident also happened only near to Gupta Vrindavan. So it is not a so ordinary place. And the worshipable deity of Shyamananda Pandit is still there. Kanapur. Also Sri Sri Radha Mohanji, the deity. So the Shyamananda Pandit Samadhi is also there. And also his Paduka is also there. So this is like a Gupta Vrindavan. The entrance itself will be like a bruise. And we just enter these places, immediately we can remember Shyamananda Prabhu, his pastime, and also Radha Kund Shyamakund is also present in this place, Radha Kund Shyamakund. So that's why, see, these great personalities, they were able to invoke Radha Kund Shyamakund where they resided. Where Radha Kund Shyamakund appears, it means that Radha Krishna are appearing directly. It's a wonderful place, Radha Kund Shyamakund at the Kanapur. So the Paduka of Shyamananda Prabhu is also visible here. So this is the place, Darendra Bahadurpur, and the original birthplace of Shyamananda Pandit. And also Narsinghpur, Kanapur is the place where he disappeared from our material vision. And also Durika, the mother of Shyamananda Pandit, Samadhi is also visible at Darendra. And this is actually Swarnarekha River. On the bank of this river only, Lasikananda Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu, they were delivering thousands and thousands of people. The Gopi Vallapur, the headquarters of Lasikananda Prabhu, and also the famous Gopi Vallabharai, his famous worshipable deity. So vigorous preaching, like Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did vigorous preaching. So Shyamananda Pandit and also Lasikananda Prabhu did vigorous preaching, right? Throughout Odia, we can say, throughout Odia. So now we will be seeing the glorious pastimes of Kolavecha Sridhara. So Shyamananda Prabhu is none other than Kanaka Manjari and Krishna Leela. And Kolavecha Sridhara is none other than Kusuma Savara, as one of the famous Gopala in Krishna Leela. So he was very, very intimate friend of Krishna Balaram. So that Kusuma Sava appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela as Kolavecha Sridhara. In Kolavecha Sridhara, because in Mahaprabhu's pastime, actually one beautiful thing that can be meditated in Mahaprabhu's pastime is, if you take any character, they would have done amazing seva. Like everyone aspires to do amazing seva. All the personalities would be doing that seva expertly. Like even in Rajasthan, Madhu Pandit was constructing big, big temples to, at the time of Mahaprabhu. Then Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, wonderful construction of temples, excavating the new places, writing scriptures, wonderfully singing and dancing. And then one character is that some people may ask, first we should improve our economic necessity, then we can do our devotional path. But Kolavecha Sridhara was put in a poverty condition, and even in that poverty condition, he was able to render devotional service to Krishna wonderfully. So he is such personality. So behind the Rajapur Jagannath temple, there is a place called as Sridharanga, so that we are visualizing now. So this place is non-different from Madhuvan at Vrindavan. So Madhuvan, Kusuma Sava along with Krishna Balaram, along the bank of the Yamuna, they would be taking wise, nice, wonderful food. So here, so this place is also called as Vishramaghat. Like Krishna took rest at Vishramaghat at Mathura after killing Kamsa. So after delivering Chand Kasi, giving him love for Krishna, Mahaprabhu along with his Sankirtan party came to this place and took rest. So this place is also called as Vishramaghat. And there is also a famous pond and also Sridhar Angan, the place where he resided here. So Mahaprabhu did his Nama Sankirtan pastime and then came to Polavecha Sridhara. Then actually he was feeling thirsty and then he drank water from the iron pot of Kolavecha Sridhara, which was full of rust. Then, I am the most fallen. I am Aparadi. You are drinking water from my water pot. I will go to hell. I will go to hell. Like that he was lamenting. And Mahaprabhu told, actually I had digestion after drinking the water from your iron pot. That indigestion has disappeared. And you are nicely acting. You are having a great, wonderful treasure, but externally you are acting in such a way that you are in a poverty condition. At the right time, I will bring to the notice of the world that you have a great treasure. That is Krishna Bhakti, love for Krishna. Then during Mahaprakasa Leela, which happened at Srivas Thakur's house, Mahaprabhu was showing his Rama, Vishnu, Narayana, Narasingha, all forms. And then when Kolavecha Sridhara was called, at that time Kolavecha Sridhara was not even recognized by the associates of Mahaprabhu. He was just thought as a banana selling man who used to sell banana, banana leaf, banana flower, banana stem at the cheapest price. And whatever profit he had, he used to spend 50% in worshipping Ganges. He lived in a poor condition that there would be more knots in his dhoti and then the iron pot which he used to drink water will be rusted and then there would be many holes in the rooftop of his hut. But he was having so much deep affection for Nimai. Nimai, every day he would bath in the Ganges for 4 to 6 hours and at least he would come to the shop of Kolavecha Sridhara arguing with him for a lower prices for 2 hours. And then after 2 hours, every day he is not going to give any single paisa, but he used to argue, no, you are telling over rate. And Kolavecha Sridhara says that I am the minimum charging person in this complete market. If you could find any banana or banana related item below the rate mentioned by me, you can go and then buy there. Why to come here? Then after having a hasya debate with love, joke, smiling, affection, then Mahaprabhu in his hand, he used to take the banana flowers, banana, the banana leaves, happily seeing the face of Kolavecha Sridhara, and then he would take and then give it to Mother Sachi, Ma, you should cook this item and then give me person. So such pastime was happening regularly. Then Kolavecha Sridhara, he was called. And then during the Mahaprakasa Leela, which happened for 21 hours, Mahaprabhu asked Kolavecha Sridhara, what is the boon that you want? Do you want to become the king of earth? He told no. Do you want to being the king of heaven? Do you want the post of Indra? No. Do you want Ashtasiddhi? No. Then do you want Sayujya Mukti, merging yourself into effulgence of Brahma Jyoti? No. Then what do you want? May this form of Bala Nimai, who always come to my shop and then bargain with me, let this form of Bala Nimai be always manifest in my heart and I can constantly remember you serving your lotus feet. So this is the highest treasure. Actually, sometimes people used to think that actually we have to improve our material condition. Then after getting material satisfaction, we should take to the path of bhakti. But path of bhakti and the grace of Krishna is so wonderful that even when a person is in the most pitiable, poverty, poor, wretched condition of life, he can practice bhakti. Bhakti cannot be stopped by any person. Can be practiced whether he is in a poor condition or whether he is in a rich condition. There is no doubt on it. And this Mahaprabhu exhibited this principle, how these devotees have totally dedicated their life irrespective of the material circumstances. We should never complain to the Acharyas and the Krishna in whatever condition we are put. But we can ask these two benediction. We should always remember your lotus feet, and we should be always in the constant association of your devotees. So that is the thing. This is actually the actual true benediction. So such very intimate pastime happened. And even when Mahaprabhu, before he took sannyas, the rooftop of Kolavecha Sridhara Hut, there was a bottle god which he gave to Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit asked Mother Sachi to personally cook. They used to make a sweet preparation out of the bottle god. And then Mahaprabhu took that and then he ate that. And then the next day morning only, Nimai Pandit left Navadip to Katwa to take up sannyas. So many such wonderful pastime of Kolavecha Sridhara happened. And then we would be also hearing about the glorious pastimes of Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. So these two wonderful personalities, Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta was younger to Vasudeva Datta. Vasudeva Datta was elder. Mukunda Datta was younger. So they took their birth at a place called as Chanhara, which is near to Chittagong, Pundarik Dham in Bangladesh. And their worshipable deity, Gaur Nitai. We can see near to the deity, there will be one photo frame picture of Mukunda Datta and also Vasudeva Datta. It will be in the left side and the right side. And also their personal worshipable deity is there. So Mukunda Datta, Vasudeva Datta, they are Madhukanta and Madhu Vritta, who are the wonderful, nice singers at Vrindavan, always giving pleasure to Krishna Balaram. So they again appeared here as Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta. So they were wonderful singers. They were born in Bangladesh, and along with Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all these associates, they came to Navadip. So even before Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Mukunda Datta was his constant companion. And Mukunda Datta was Nimai Pandit's schoolmate, a Gurukul school. They studied under Gangadas Pandit. So Mukunda Datta, he was so dear and lovable to Nimai Pandit, that Nimai Pandit would always joke with him and then engage in ferocious debate, logic, grammar, argument. And Mukunda Datta, when he sees Nimai Pandit, he used to flee. And Mahaprabhu used to say, a day will come, the whole world will realize my identity and you will also seek my association. So such intimate pastimes were happening. And then Mukunda Datta is also one of the personality when Mahaprabhu, when he was supposed to take his sannyas diksha from Keshava Bharati at Katwa, through Nityananda Prabhu, he intimated only to few of his associates, and one was Mukunda Datta. The other, like Gadadhara Pandit, Chandrasekhara Acharya, Mother Sachi, like that. So close. Mahaprabhu informed only to 5 associates. And in the 5 associate, Mukunda Datta is coming. So we can understand how Mukunda Datta was very dear to Mahaprabhu. And also his Mukunda Datta Bhajan Stali is also there. Actually, it may look like a small guha, but inside we can go there and then we can even chant 16 rounds, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, like that. Wonderful place. It is hardly like 100 meters walkable from the wonderful Pundarik Dham temple at Chattagram. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is Chattagram. Now it is Chittagong. And then, Mukunda Datta was the greatest singer. So Nimai Pandit used to appeal to Mukunda Datta, Mukunda, you please sing. Mukunda Datta used to sing, and then Mahaprabhu used to dance. Mahaprabhu was relishing the holy name. Mukunda Datta was singing, and Mukunda Datta, he also, that Mahaprakasa Leela also was inaugurated by Mukunda Datta singing only, invocation. Anywhere Mahaprabhu wants to dance, he would immediately order, Mukunda, please sing. Then he used to dance. Complete absorption. Complete absorption. Complete absorption. They were in the complete transcendental world. Forgetting our identity and then dancing for the pleasure of Krishna is the ultimate goal. And these wonderful associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were experiencing such things. And Mukunda Datta, not only when Mahaprabhu was continuously dancing, when Mukunda Datta was singing, Mahaprabhu, during Mahaprakasa Leela, the invocation was done by Mukunda Datta, and Mahaprabhu was showing his different forms to his associate. And when Srivas Thakur, because Mahaprakasa Leela happened at the house of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Thakur petitioned Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, you called all the devotees and showed different forms. Actually, the purpose of Mahaprakasa Leela is, actually Mahaprabhu showed that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if a person even develops a little faith that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we should take shelter of him, then his life becomes successful. So Srivas Thakur was petitioning Mahaprabhu, but you didn't call Mukunda Datta. So then Mahaprabhu told, no, I will not give darshan to Mukunda Datta. When he is in the association of devotees, he talks about bhakti path. But he also associates with Mayavadis. So I don't want to give my darshan to him. And when this was told to Mukunda Datta, then Mukunda Datta asked one question. When will I get your darshan? You please ask the law. Then Mahaprabhu told that after 10 million births, after 1 crore birth, then immediately he started to dance. Oh, definitely after 1 crore birth, 10 million birth, I can see the form of Nimai Pandit, Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu told, all his offenses have gone. He has already passed through crores of birth. Now he can take my darshan. So it means that actually taking or coming to the platform of worshipping Gauranita is not so easy. One can take to the path of bhakti, or one can take to the path of worshipping Gauranita only after millions and millions of birth. And even if a person is an aparadi, generally an aparadi, he glides down into the lower species of life. And it will take crores of birth again to take a human form of life, and still there is no guarantee he will take the marga of devotion. But Mahaprabhu, he was just enacting, you are now aparadi, and now I am releasing you from aparad. Now 10 million births of you have crossed. Now you can take my darshan. You have so much faith in my words. You have so much faith in my words that after 10 million births, you can see my form. So that is what I wanted. So it is also giving us a lesson that irrespective of our sinful background and also committing offensive mentality, if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur, it is a very speedy process. It is inconceivable. So much glories are in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And Mukunda Datta, his brother is Vasudeva Datta. He was very, very liberal. And once Nimai told to Vasudeva Datta, because Vasudeva Datta, he was so liberal that he wanted to take the sins of all the living entities and he would go to hell, and then he wanted Mahaprabhu to deliver the complete universe. And Mahaprabhu vowed thrice My body belongs to Vasudeva Datta. I belong to him. Vasudeva Datta. The liberal mood, the compassion mood was touching the heart of Mahaprabhu. And then Vasudeva Datta, out of humility, told that, I am nothing. My brother Mukunda, he got your favor first. So in that way, Vasudeva Datta was indirectly mentioning that he is nothing, but Mukunda Datta was so glorious. He took a humble position. So the person who gets the favor of Mahaprabhu, they are glorious. So that is also one thing. And apart from that, Mukunda Datta is a different personality and Mukunda Das is a different personality. Mukunda Datta and Vasudeva Datta are brothers. Mukunda Das is a physician and his brother and his son is Raghunandan Thakur, who offered the sweet to Gopinath and who personally ate it. So that Mukunda Das is a physician. We can say Vrinda Devi came in Mahaprabhu's Leela as Mukunda Das, and here the singer Madhukanta came in Mahaprabhu's Leela as Mukunda Datta. So they are all wonderful close associates of Krishna Balaram, close associates of Radha Krishna. So they are so intimately related to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So Srivas Thakur, the greatest personality in Panchatattva, Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rupa, and Nityananda Prabhu is Bhakta Swarupa. Advaita Acharya is Bhakta Avatar. Gadadhara Pandit is Bhakta Shakti. And Srivas Thakur is Bhaktakya, the greatest devotee. Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Srivas Thakur is the leader of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. One Muslim tailor in Mayapur, he was stitching cloths for Srivas Thakur deity, the Panchatattva deity. And then due to cancer, he left his body. He was doing only that seva, he was not chanting. He was a tailor, but he was stitching the cloth and giving to Srivas Thakur. Janani Vas Prabhu told that actually he went back to Goloka Vrindavan, the Muslim tailor. Srivas Thakur is so merciful. Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the insects and animals who took shelter in Srivas Thakur's home went back home, back to Godhead. They didn't have direct connection with Srivas Thakur, but they had a relationship with the paraphernalia used by Srivas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu took those connections as transcendental connection, and then he delivered and liberated all of them. The Narada Muni, Narada, he came in Mahaprabhu's Leela as Srivas Thakur. This is the place in Srivas Sangha, many wonderful pastime happened. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions that if a person has prema, if they come to this world, so we all know that all these great personalities had prema. So, when they come across any personality, irrespective of they don't have any devotional sukriti, even ajnana sukriti, even that person, they can elevate them to the platform of prema, like Narada Muni elevated Mrigari immediately to the platform of prema. So, like that, Srivas Thakur, whoever came in touch with Srivas Thakur, irrespective of the different background, whether they are aparadi or sinful background, they got love for Krishna. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions that if a person is in bhava level, he can bring a person only to bhava level, and only if they have devotional connection in their present life or previous life. So, if a person is in the bhava level, he can bring a person only to the level of bhava. Still, the personality should have devotional connection either in the present or previous life. But these personalities who have love for Krishna, Krishna Prem, irrespective of whatever they are, by their glance, by their mercy alone, one can come to the platform of Krishna Prem. That is possible. And that could be witnessed. There are many, many incidents that happened at Shiva Sangha. This is the entrance of Shiva Sangha. This is the Rasasthali of Vrindavan, because actually Radha Krishna used to dance with the gopis, and here the same Radha Krishna, like Gaura Gadadhar, they used to dance with their close associate. And actually the Nagar Sankirtan, the Nama Sankirtan, the nocturnal pastime started only from here. And after Chandkasi came here, and then they threatened the devotees. And then when he broke the Mridanga, then the nocturnal pastime that were happening within the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, it came out. So indirectly, actually, Chandkasi was a person who brought Nama Sankirtan from inside of the courtyard to the outside. And this is actually the deities which is in, which we can see Shiva Sangha, the Mahaprakasa Leela, where Mahaprabhu sits on the asana of Vishnu, and then he was showing his form to his close intimate devotees. And also we can see these wonderful deities of Mahaprabhu along with his associates, and also the broken Mridanga drum. So when the pastime Sankirtan was going, and then the son of Srivas Thakur died, Mahaprabhu's Kirtan was going on, hearing the crying sound of the elderly ladies, Srivas Thakur went inside, and then he told that, "My master is dancing. If you cry and if it is impeding his rasa, then I will immediately drown in Ganges." Then they were a little bit consoled, and then they didn't put the outward cry. But after the Nama Sankirtan was over, Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, "Today I was not feeling the same pleasure which I used to experience the other days." And then the devotee informed the incident that the only son of Srivas Thakur died. There were four brothers, Srivas Thakur, Sripati, Srinidhi, and Ramai Pandit. It was a joint family. And then Mahaprabhu immediately went to the place where the child's body was kept, and then he immediately put his lotus hand in his chest, and immediately he came back to life, started to speak Siddhanta philosophy. So only by the will of the Supreme Lord everything is happening, and then at what place, at what body the Supreme Lord sanctions, till the time only the living entities can live. My time is over. I had many births, I had many fathers, mother, and I left the body seeing your beautiful darshan, having wonderful darshan of your lotus feet among the kirtan, and I have happily left this world. Then again he slept down and then he again left. So everyone became jubilant, and Mahaprabhu mentioned that if one of your son has died, he told to all the devotees who assembled there, "Myself and Nityananda, we are all your son. We will take care of you." And everyone got in a jubilant mood. So like actually he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like how under the guidance of Sandipani Muni, Krishna, Balaram, they studied Gurukul, and then they also brought his dead son. Bringing a dead son, it's impossible. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can enact. So here Mahaprabhu is enacting that pastime. Every living entity, they are only under my control, whether they are devotee or non-devotee, but they are only under the shelter of Mahaprabhu, whether it is Bahiranga Shakti or Antaranga Shakti. And many such intimate pastime happened here. Nityananda Prabhu was very, very dear to Srivas Thakur and also to Malini. And then Malini and Srivas Thakur were very close to Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi. See, he was a Narada Muni, so with his Bhakti Shakti, Narada Muni could visualize that a great personality is going to get born in the womb of Sachidevi. And then Malini was constantly serving Sachidevi when Nimai Pandit was born. You can see that Shiva Sangan and Yogapith, they are very, very nearby places only. Hardly 100 meters or so only. So they were Srivas Thakur and Malini, they were like second father and second mother for Nimai Pandit. Nimai enjoyed so many wonderful pastimes. Srivas Thakur pastime and that what happened in Srivas Thakur, how that is unending pastime. But the Nama Sankirtan happened there. So that is the Rasasthali of Vrindavan and Srivasangan, a very, very important place. Also the wonderful pastime that happened there, and also how Chandkasi Srivas Thakur was frightened. Then Mahaprabhu asked his niece, Narayani Devi, chant Krishna's name. Then she immediately started Krishna's name and then tears flowed from her eyes. Then when Chandkasi threatened the devotees, Mahaprabhu told that, see, the person whom you are worshipping for your protection is personally present before you, but still you have doubt. See, now I have made Narayani Devi to cry. And even if the mullahs or the Muslim priest along with the horses and elephant comes, I can make all of them cry with my Nama Sankirtan. There is no doubt on that. Please believe in my words. Mahaprabhu has come only to give that love for Krishna. It is possible. So actually, no one should feel frustrated or disappointed or be hopeless in Mahaprabhu's movement, because the only hope is the shelter of Mahaprabhu. The only shelter is the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and his associate. So they have come here only to give joy and bliss and to take us back home, back to Godhead. So such wonderful pastime happened here. And Srivas Thakur, his birthplace, we can say that actually it is near Sillet, Srivas Thakur birthplace, Srihatta. Srihatta is the birthplace of Srivas Thakur at Bangladesh. Then he came to Navadip and Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He went to Kumarahatta because he couldn't feel the separation from Mahaprabhu. Because where Navadip or Mayapur, whatever place he could see Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit's pastime. And after Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, he could not tolerate living there. It was actually feeling painful separation. But that is the highest form of bliss. But again, he came here to Kumarahatta, Ali Sahar. I think this is also the place where Mahaprabhu's initiating guru, Ishwarapuri's birthplace is Kumarahatta. Then Vakreshwara Pandit, so he is Kumbhavidya in Krishna's Leela. Like we have eight gopis, no? Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Hinduleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. So Tungavidya in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela came as Vakreshwara Pandit. So Vakreshwara Pandit was a wonderful devotee. So actually Mahaprabhu used to sometimes sing and then Vakreshwara Pandit was dancing, and Vakreshwara Pandit was petitioning, give me 10,000 Gandharvas so that I could constantly dance. And he could dance even continuously for 72 hours. And Mahaprabhu used to say, you are like one of my wings. If I have one more devotee like you, then I can fly in the sky. So there was a devotee. I mean, he was almost like a Devananda Pandit. So he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time, Srivas Thakur happened to cross there. Then just hearing the verses glorifying Krishna, he immediately fainted in the Bhagavatam class. Then the students of Devananda Pandit threw him out of the class. Then Mahaprabhu took it as a serious offense. Devananda Pandit didn't stop his student. So Mahaprabhu said that actually you may recite Bhagavatam as a scholar, but you cannot relish Bhagavatam because you have offended a great devotee. And when Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, when he returned to Navadip, taking darshan of his two mothers, Ganges and also Mother Sachi, he happened to come to Kuliya, the present day Navadip. At the time, Vakreshwara Pandit was dancing. So there was a huge crowd. Devananda Pandit came there and then he had a cane stick in his hand and then he was doing crowd control management. And then this news also reached the ears of Mahaprabhu. Then he told that you have done a great service to my wonderful devotee, Vakreshwara Pandit. And then Devananda Pandit was also nullified from his offense which he committed to Srivas Thakur. And Devananda Pandit was forgiven at this place by Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was crossing this place, he told his disciple, this is the exact place where Mahaprabhu gave forgiveness to Devananda Pandit. Devananda Gaudiya Mati is also there. Vakreshwar Pandit, famous disciple, is Gopal Guru Goswami. So Gopal Guru Goswami is famous worshipable deity, is Sri Radha Kanta at Gambira, where Mahaprabhu stayed at Jagannath Puri for 18 years. So Gopal Guru, actually, when a person was passing his stool, he was having his tongue withheld between the teeth. And seeing that Gopal, he asked that person, even a person can leave a body when he is evacuating stool, so why can't you chant Hari's name so that you are protected under all circumstances? And when this news reached Mahaprabhu, he told that you are not Gopal, you are Gopal Guru. And his famous worshipable deity, Sri Radha Kanta, is also kept at the entrance of Gambira, the place where Mahaprabhu stayed there for 18 years. So such wonderful personalities, and we can surely know that somehow or other, if we come under the orbit of such devotees, taking shelter of them, becoming dear to them, constantly hearing these glories, we are sure to get the mercy of God Nectar. Okay, so with this, I am ending the class. So if you have any question, query, comments, realization, read to us. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, and we pranam to you. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very nice class again, Prabhuji. Certainly these pastimes are so beautiful, so amazing, Prabhu. Especially I love the Kulavecha Sridhar pastimes where Krishna used to fight with him for bananas. You know, this is such a beautiful pastime. Every time I listen to this, I can see how close of friends they are. Because only friend can bug a friend, right? We don't, otherwise we don't go and fight. And Mahaprabhu will take the bananas and then just walk away and then he will come. So such a beautiful relation, just amazing. And pastimes of Mukunda Datta, yes, those are so beautiful pastimes. We actually get frustrated after a few years of chanting in a little difficult time, like tiny difficult time, and we get frustrated. Oh, I don't know if Krishna is there or he is listening. And he was dancing that in a million years, he will see Mahaprabhu. Yeah, but Mahaprabhu is Dayanidhi, he is Kripanidhi, and he is Karunanidhi. Yeah, real mercy one. And we are very thankful to our Srila Prabhupada who gave us this priceless name. This is so beautiful. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for such a beautiful class again. And thank you for narrating all the pastimes of all our acharyas, all our sampradaya, Prabhuji, all the time. That is very, very, very beautiful. We all relish this. And Prabhuji, with your permission, can we go to the question answer session, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Our very dear His Grace Sukara Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Sukara Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Raj Prabhu, Dandapranam. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Jeevan Gaur Hari, I'm from Chennai, but I'm not able to meet you. You are so big. And I want your daily class because this, you are really a complete champion in the this Gaura Leela. And your name, Guru Maharaj, is given the right name. You know, Jeevan Gaur. So your life is only Gaura. And I can understand from today's lecture that if you go deep into the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, then nothing is required. Everything is inside that. And the whole Bhagavatam is inside the Gaura Leela. So thank you so much, Prabhu. You made everything so much you spoke today. Do you have any daily class in your Chaitanya Charitamrita? I'm really becoming so much ecstatically started loving you from today, Prabhu.
We'll send the details, Prabhu. All glories to Guru Gauranga.
Thank you, Prabhu. Please send them. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you so much. You are really sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give all so much of love about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna, at your lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sukara Krishna Prabhuji. And thank you for being with us, Prabhuji, all the time, Sukara Krishna Prabhu. We love your association. Please please do join us every day. Thank you so much, Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji. I don't think there should be any questions because pastimes are so relishing, right? It's not like a class where devotees have questions and they, certainly there can be questions here too, but pastimes are so relishing. You know, we are listening to the pastimes, we are listening to the nice and sweet stories of Mahaprabhu with devotees. So it's just no questions come. It's just love that that we need to create, and that's what the pastime does.
Prabhu, so, I want to ask one thing, Prabhu. Vasudev Ghosh Bole Kori Jodo Hat Jai Gaur Jai Krishna Jai Jagannath. That Vasudev Ghosh is different from Vasudev Datta.
Yeah, Vasudeva Datta and Vasudeva Ghosh. They are Ghosh brothers. And Govinda Ghosh, Vasudeva Ghosh. They are all brothers, Ghosh brothers. And they here, Vasudeva Datta and Mukunda Datta, they are Datta brothers. So the personality is different. Mukunda Das and Mukunda Datta, different personality. And Vasudeva Ghosh and Vasudeva Datta, they are also different personality.
Vasudeva Ghosh also was a singer?
Yeah, Vasudeva Ghosh, the Ghosh brothers, they are all wonderful singers. So actually, when Mahaprabhu, during the Radha Yatra Jagannath Puri festival, these Ghosh brothers were singing wonderfully. So there were seven groups now. In one of the group, actually, the Ghosh brothers would be singing.
Okay.
They are wonderful singers.
The Ratha Yatra seven will be singing, and then Mahaprabhu will dance in all the seven, and then all will become one, and wonderful.
In one group, Ghosh brothers would be singing.
So nice, Prabhu. I like that song so much. Jai Jai Jagannath Sachir Nandan.
Haribol.
You know, thank you, Raj Prabhu.
You know, Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji, actually our Sukara Krishna Prabhu, he has mercy of Ghosh brothers, because Sukara Krishna Prabhu every morning sings beautiful bhajans. He is a lover of Gaudiya bhajans. So thank you. Haribol, Haribol. So dear Prabhuji,
if you don't mind, Jai Jai Jagannath, can I sing in 2 minutes? Can I sing that song?
Yes, Prabhu, yes.
Jai Jai Jagannath Sachiranandan, Tribhuvani Kore Jar Charana Bandhan, Nila Chale Shankh Chakra Gada Padma Dhar, Nadiya Nagare Dandaka Mandalukar, Keho Bole Puro Be Ravan Bodhila, Golo Ker Vaibhav Lila Prakash Kurila, Jai Jai Jagannath Sachiranandan, Tribhuvani Kore Jar Charana Bandhan, Sri Radha Bhave Rebe Gora Avatar, Hare Krishna Nam Gaura Korilo Prochar, Vasudev Ghosh Bole Kori Jodo Hat, Jai Gaur Jai Krishna Jai Jagannath, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Chita Gaur Chitanath Premanande,
Hari Bol.
Haribol, what a wonderful song, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Shukar Prabhuji, for that wonderful bhajan.
By seeing Jeevan Gaur Hari, I'm getting the mood, because he's certainly Mahaprabhu's.
You must have been associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, singing with him, singing along with him in his lila. So nice, bhajan.
I wish, but I'm so fallen. So nice. I wish I was.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. For ending thank with this good sandesh. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for allowing me to sing. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
But one more thing, Sukakar Prabhu, you mentioned about Vasudeva Ghosh and Vasudeva Datta, and also this personality, Vasudeva Vipra, who had was infected with leprosy, and when Mahaprabhu delivered him at the place called Srikakulam, Purvakshetra. That personality is also different. So all the three Vasudeva are different. Vasudeva Vipra, and then Vasudeva Ghosh, and then Vasudeva Datta. All three personalities are different.
Yes. Thank you so
thank
much,
you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you, Prabhu.
Our great acharyas ki jai.
Prabhuji left already.